and it's on display all day long, right in front of the Palais de Festival. There on the sidewalk, in morning drizzle or afternoon heat, you'll find little crowds of people milling around, wearing rented tuxes and gowns. They're not famous stars or directors, they're just film fans. Or sometimes, maybe, directors in the making, like this guy.
I'm Taylor Whitehead. I'm a film student at the University of Pennsylvania.
And you're here in Cannes. How the hell did you get here?
We've got a program where I guess about 30 students every summer get to come to the festival and, you know, do the whole deal and beg for tickets for premieres and whatnot.
Which is what you're doing.
Which is exactly what I'm doing.
You're the most elegant beggar I've ever seen.
Oh, I try to be elegant when I'm begging.
Taylor actually has to be elegant. See, he and all the other dapper folks around him are here hoping strangers will gift them tickets to the premiere of the new Indiana Jones movie that night. And evening premieres are strictly black tie. So if Taylor scores, he's got to be dressed for the occasion.
I'm going to describe for people who cannot see you, sadly. You've got like the three-piece tuxedo with the black tie and the black vest and the black pants, but a white dinner coat.
Yeah,
pretty
as
sweet.
A matter of fact, it's exactly what Harrison Ford wore in Temple of Doom.
Was this by design?
Oh, yeah. I'm missing the red carnation because I guess they don't have those here. But yeah, that was intentional.
That is one reason someone might want to gift Taylor a ticket. But there's another more selfish reason, the aforementioned loophole.
My understanding is that if they don't use the ticket, the festival can ding them somehow. You can get in trouble the next time you ask for tickets.
Yeah, that's the deal. They've got a strike system where if you miss three things that you have tickets for without canceling more than, I think, a half hour before, then you're not allowed to get any more screenings for the rest of the festival. And there's some producers and directors and actors who are associated with films that get more than one ticket. And if they're only bringing one date, then they have extra tickets that they need to shed unless they want to be dinged in the future. We're hoping for that.
You're hoping that somebody like is a procrastinator, basically.
Absolutely.
Have you scored any tickets at the fest so far?
Yeah, so this is day three of the festival. This is the third premiere, and I was at the premiere last night and the night before. So pretty good success rate so far.
Which movies?
Last night was Monster, and the night before was Jean de Berry.
That was the opening night festivities.
Yeah, it was.
And you got in.
Yeah, I did get in. And they had the gorgeous opening ceremony beforehand. Ruben Östlund came and spoke. We saw the whole jury. Michael Douglas spoke. And just there was a band that performed. It was an amazing experience.
To put this in context, that's roughly equivalent to a random film school kid on Hollywood Boulevard suddenly getting to attend the Academy Awards. I call that a win for the little guy. By the way, Taylor was there with some fellow students. And it was pretty clear they'd be enjoying their evening whether they scored tickets or not.